Hello and welcome to the Disney Magic Hour, Episode 7. We have one thing to do this week, one thing only. We're going to remodel Hollywood Studios. Disney's going to do it anyway, so we'll do it first, and not as good. To my left, as always, is Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Across from me is Melissa. Say hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, Pete. Say hello, Pogo. And that was Buzzwing by Pogo. You can find more of his music over at youtube.com/Pogo, soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix, and pogomix.net. That was obviously a whole bunch of Toy Story songs. We are lastgenpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at lastgenpodcast. You can find us on Facebook underneath the same name and over at iTunes. And if you could please head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, that would be hugely appreciated as it helps immensely in sharing out the show. And then share the show yourself. Why not? We're going to talk about everything that's been going on with Hollywood Studios. In particular, though, what would you do if you could remodel this place? Because Hollywood Studios is a half-day park in its current state. The news this week, well, I should say actually, yeah, about a week, about the last week and a half or so, was the announced closings of, what do we have? Official now. This, yeah, that's the
these
thing.
Are the official closings.
Yeah. Magic of Animation.
Yeah,
is
Magic of Disney Animation is officially closing. And
I didn't hear
was that
else.
It? That was it.
That was the official.
Yeah,
that's
the
official announcements.
I mean, besides what's already been closed, like the Backlot Tour.
Yeah, the Backlot Tour. And the
American Idol Experience was closed last summer.
American Idol Experience.
But there aren't they currently doing the Frozen thing in there right now, the Frozen sing-along?
I didn't think it was in that building, because the American Idol was in front, and the Frozen one was over, like, by where you see the cars, over on Streets of America.
Okay, yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah.
So right now, there's a lot to be done with this park, so let's just start. And, you know, just to say it really quick, people are already making petitions online to save one man's dream. It hasn't been announced as closed yet, so I don't know how you can save something that hasn't been announced yet. But it's a petition online, guys. I hate to say this. It's not going to make a difference.
No, none of those
things. None of those things do. If you get enough votes, I believe the White House has to respond.
Yeah, if you do the petition on the White House, like on the White House website, yeah.
I forget what side
Justin
it is.
Bieber. They wanted Justin Bieber deported, I believe is what it was.
Which got enough votes.
Which got enough votes, so they were like, we're not deporting Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
That was basically the response.
Like, you know, it's the same thing as Adventurous Club and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And I'm the biggest fan of One Man's Dream. I personally think it's the must-do thing in Hollywood Studios. I also think that it will find its way in another fashion if it does close somewhere else in that park,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just somewhere else completely. But they're not going to stop, you know, like if they announce construction is going to start and this and that, they're not going to stop because even 50,000 people sign something.
Yeah.
Because what they're trying to do is attract a million people. So I know it sucks to realize that it doesn't matter, but that kind of stuff
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I hate to say that, but it's really the truth. It just doesn't matter. I mean, it's good to voice your opinion, but
oh, definitely.
You have to be a little realistic about it, too. But I really don't think it's going to go away completely. I think it's going to find, if they move it, which, if they're going to do the whole Pixar bit, it would look odd there.
It would definitely look odd there.
Unless they, you know, move it to a different location within Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure I can think of a few places where they could
we're going to go into that, actually.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's just start. If, you know, we're looking at the map right now, so if you're at home and whatever, you want to kind of follow along, we have a PDF of the map in front of us right now of Hollywood Studios, which who knows what that name is going to be eventually also.
Yeah.
Let's just start. The entrance and everything.
I think, yeah, Hollywood Boulevard with all the stores and the new trolley car cafe, which is like the Starbucks. I think that's all beautiful. It looks fine.
Yeah, and it's got the right tone for the entrance of the park
and
all
that.
Yeah,
like that old Hollywood feel.
But now, if that old Hollywood feel only extends to Sunset Boulevard,
well,
does the old Hollywood feel still work?
If they're going to keep like the Great Movie Ride look as like the now new central thing again,
it seems like it, yes.
Yeah, which they took the hat away, and now you have the big theater again front and center. So, I mean, if that's where it's leading, is up to the Great Movie Ride with the Chinese theater right there, I think that then that's fine. If then the rest of the park, you know, the rest of the hub wants to change, I think that that's fine. You know, just like you have in Magic Kingdom, you have different themed lands. So, like, that section would just be
so your old Hollywood has basically become your Main Street.
Yeah, and then maybe down...
You know, so, like, you don't have Main Street in Fantasyland, and you don't have Main Street in Tomorrowland.
Right.
But you have it on the entrance, and then that's pretty much what has become your old Hollywood. Is that...
That and Sunset. It works Boulevard. Nicely into Sunset Boulevard. They really kind of... It kind of is like one big street, the way it does flow. It kind of flows that way,
The and
way
you're it still directs like you. In front of the theater, in a sense. Like, you haven't gone behind it. Like, you didn't go behind the castle.
Yeah, so see, I haven't seen... It's been so long since I've been there without the hat there that I'm just, you know... I don't remember exactly what it looks like standing there and not having a giant hat in front of you. You know, so it's going to be...
It's more open, but then they normally will have a stage there anyway.
Yeah.
So,
they're
going to usually have a stage of some sort probably in front of the Chinese Man Theater, regardless. Sunset Boulevard, I've heard some rumblings at the Villains in Vogue store. I mean, would be going, but I don't see why.
Yeah. Like, people love the Villains.
Do they buy any of the merchandise in there?
Maybe they need
to. They got a good foot store in there, I think.
Yeah, they have the candy shop. Yeah, so the maybe candy they shop like switch up some of the merchandise, because it is kind of like a small merchandise section. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, when the vinyls were in there, we were in there all the time. But
yeah, and they're gone completely.
Yeah, now they took them away. Yeah. So
because that's a big difference that I think a lot of people, you know, myself included, have to start remembering is, oh, it's popular. Well, is it popular for people to walk around and they don't actually spend any money there? Because in the end, Disney's a business, and they have to make business decisions. And as much as you may hear about people who love Figment, there's no one on that ride.
Yeah,
like, the attraction's a dead attraction. It needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be redone, or it needs to go away completely.
Yeah,
because it's a complete waste of a building right now. Because I want to like that ride, but I can't convince myself to like that ride.
Yeah. I mean, I go on it every time I go, but that's just because...
Nostalgia.
It's like nostalgia for, like, because it's Figment. Because when I was younger, I really liked Figment.
Yeah,
you know?
I like the old ride. I don't
like
this one.
Yeah, the original ride,
I don't like this one very much. I don't think it's very good.
No.
Yeah. So I think this Sunset Boulevard is a spot where if you were to move One Man's Dream and you wanted to get it away from the Pixar Flash and obviously from Star Wars because it wouldn't make any sense, you could fit it somewhere in here.
I mean, they have a Planet Hollywood store in there and that other store right next to it.
How is that Planet Hollywood store still open?
That I have no idea. There must be just an agreement, like, it's staying here.
Yeah, they must pay a nice penny to have that store there.
Yeah, and the store that's next to it, what's it called now? The Legends of Hollywood. It had a lot of the Frozen stuff in there now. It has the movie marquee on top.
Yeah,
it's like... I don't know. It's not a very full store of anything.
Yeah, I never usually walk in there.
So, I mean, that's kind of like a nice area.
That would be a great area.
Plus, it already has a marquee up there, so
that
that's kind of nice.
That's true, yeah. It already has the look of something that you would have there.
Yeah.
Going down a little bit on Sunset Boulevard on your right-hand side, this is the first thing that I would love to see go out of Hollywood Studios, and that is the Beauty and the Beast show.
Yes.
Because... The play is no longer on Broadway, and the play looked out of date when it left Broadway. This thing looks ancient.
Yeah, we saw it, what, a year ago?
The year before last.
Yeah.
And it was painful.
It was not, as I remembered as a child.
Theater is so gorgeous, and the show now looks kind of, not cheap, but just... old.
Dated.
Yeah.
It looks like a
really
dated.
It looks like they put something there in the 90s. They were like, this is the show we're going to have for our feature film. And it stayed there for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The costumes are very old.
Yeah.
I feel like if you wanted to update the show costume-wise and show-wise...
Prop-wise,
I mean, great.
Yeah, I mean, they could even do that because they have the live-action movie coming out, so maybe they would, but they really, like you said, they have to update
That's a good point. They could update it with the live-action film if they wanted to do that.
That would be nice.
You know?
New costumes.
Because, yeah, I would not go and waste my time going to watch that again. I've seen it a number of times. It's okay, but it's nothing to keep.
No,
definitely. The theater itself, I think, yes, and put something
gorgeous.
In there. Yeah.
And it's also very, very useful for them during Star Tours.
Yep.
Star Wars weekends, sorry.
Yeah.
So I think that it will stay.
Yeah, I think so.
I just think that the purpose of it has to be updated, much like another large theater that we'll get to in a little bit. Everything else is fine. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Let's go all the way to the back of the park.
It's staying there.
I know it's staying there, but Fantasmic... I haven't seen the one in Disneyland.
I hear it's
so much better. Can't we get something new?
Can't we do something, or maybe do something, and I was thinking is like how they have something similar to what they have out in California with the
World of Color.
The World of Color.
Yeah.
Well, you are going to kind of get something like that at Animal Kingdom.
Right.
Oh, that's
it's,
right.
It's going
right.
to be a, it's going to be a watercolor show.
You're right. That's right. I forgot
and a lot
about
of stuff
that.
Like that. So we are sort of going to get our own version of World of Color.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It will just be either Animal Kingdom or Pandora or both.
Yeah, whatever.
Inspired. And then, of course, they can always do updates to those as they please.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I love the idea of the Fantasmic show. I just don't care about that story anymore.
Yeah, they need to update another updated story because that deals with mostly Pocahontas.
And it deals with Pocahontas, that is not exactly
super popular.
A classic.
Yeah,
like, yeah
this
no.
isn't one. Like if you're listing Disney films, I'm sure it has its fans. Every movie has its fans, but if you asked anyone on the street to list 10 Disney films, 5 Disney films, I'd be amazed if 8% of them. I don't know why I said 8. 8% of them said
very
Pocahontas.
Specific.
You know, yeah, it's a real specific number. I don't think anyone would, and not that I'm saying that eliminates a ride for a film to have an attraction. Because if that were true, Splash Mountain would not be
around.
True, yeah.
But it just doesn't. It doesn't matter. Like it doesn't resonate.
No.
It doesn't work anymore.
To make your big like nighttime focus. A movie that's not really...
Well, partially, because, of course, it's also... It does have, Sorcerer Mickey and fighting, the dragon and all that stuff. And that stuff is great. But, yeah, it needs a... I would love to see it get a...
Yeah,
a Disney
update.
Theme, though.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I don't
I
don't want, like, a Star Wars theme show or something
no.
like that. I want a Disney-themed show.
Yeah.
But just something new. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel
How
like
about
that's
Disney
what...
and Hollywood? I don't know. Something like that. Like, make it match more
to
the park.
Well, they could do more something with the whole... You know how they always want to, everyone wants to incorporate Disney villains, make up a whole new story just with all the
villains. Oh, that'd be great.
You know? Yeah. Well, and, and Mickey and some of the other good guys have to fight the villains. Like, that would be,
Well, they do have a portion of that. All the villains
it's the portion,
do.
But, like, the main thing is the Pocahontas storyline. Like,
yeah.
They can redo, they can keep, maybe if they want to keep portions of it, but, like,
is
redo
it really
the
main
story.
Focus, or is it just the thing that sticks out to
no,
us
No, it's the main focus.
Is it real?
It is, because they have that guy that I don't even know what his name is.
Johnson. Oh, the governor?
No, the governor.
Yeah.
Radcliffe? No, it's really the focus of that show.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if you're pulling that villain out of the,
I haven't seen it in years, but as last I remember, it was heavily Pocahontas themed.
Okay. All right. So,
two updates back there.
Yeah,
sure.
So two updates back there. So let's go over to the animation courtyard.
Okay. I just have a quick question.
Yes.
Are we going to talk about restaurants at all or like food? Or
No. We don't want to go crazy with that. Okay. You want to take out certain restaurants and put in brand new restaurants?
My only thing would be overall in Hollywood, a lot of the quick serves are all like American food themed, and I would really like a bit more diversity. Like a lot of them are just like burgers, sandwiches, salads. Like,
it's Hollywood Studios.
I know, but why is it just straight like, I don't know, burgers and stuff?
Because that's the people who are there. Epcot, it fits in Epcot to have all the different stuff. It really,
Yeah, but even in Magic Kingdom, you get a little bit more diversity.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah, but they can mix that up around the lands.
Yeah.
Like in Adventureland, they have the Mexican place that's only opened like during the busy seasons, right outside Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay,
Yeah, so that place, Tortuga. But that only opens during the, Tortuga Tavern, right?
Yeah.
That place only opens during busy times. So there's a little diversity there. You can get tacos. Sleepy Hollow Refreshments has waffle sandwiches. Yeah. Which, you know, is something kind of different. Like, you can get...
Just a little you know what different. I mean, it's like, I don't it's mean it has to be, like, regular Epcot. Burger. Yeah, it just I has to be a little bit more than just, like, every place has the same thing. It's like, all right, can I get a little different? I mean, even okay. in Magic Kingdom, you get, like, the corn dog nuggets. I mean, that's not American. You want to throw that in Hollywood Studios, that would be cool, too. Like,
what's corn dog nuggets originally?
Well, I'm saying, like, if they're going to offer American food, no, she in said Hollywood
if that's
Studios.
Not. She meant if that's not an American food, I don't know what is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
is what
she okay. meant. Oh, sorry, never mind. Okay.
I didn't finish my thought.
But you were literally saying that's not American. I was like, wait, where is that from? That I was curious.
That would be interesting to find out.
All right, so a little bit more diversity as far as the quick serve go.
Yeah, right, just
I think you're asking too much. They're probably not going to look at that, but I hope you're right.
Well, either that or you know, throw me another nice restaurant like Brown Derby. I love that place, but give me something. Give me another one. Give me something
else.
Okay.
Well, they got three restaurants there already.
Yeah, they've got. They're not going to put another 2-star restaurant in Hollywood Studios.
No, it doesn't have to be 2-star. But
you just said you want another Hollywood Brown Derby.
No, just something like
2-point
that.
2-point restaurant, not 2-star restaurant.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Well, you know you're going to get some different stuff when Star Wars opens.
Yeah, that's hopefully where
you know
I'll get my stuff.
You know,
the cantina.
Yeah, you're going to get the cantina. So who knows what they're going to? They're going to get Mos Eisley. Who knows what's going to be in there?
All right.
You know,
I'll wait for that.
Yeah. So yeah, I would see what happens with that.
Okay.
That might just be crazy sugary American food, though. It really might be. Blue milk and crazy stuff like that. So anyways, Animation Courtyard.
Okay.
Let's head over there. This is a weird little spot, because now we know that the Disney Animation, the Magic of Disney Animation is going, which Disney, this was something that when I first saw it, I loved it. And that's because it was an animation studio that was actually making films.
Yeah.
Now going through there, for me, is kind of depressing because no one's there doing work on films.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, that attraction for me died a long time ago. They've just kept the Mushu video running for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I know the animation I really like the animation gallery.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really nice to walk through. They have a lot of cool interactive things there. It's nothing that I'm going to remember was there after it's gone, I don't think.
No, I
don't
think
so. Not that I could
think
of offhand.
I do know that a lot of people love the, what's the word I'm looking for? The drawing, you know.
Well, they show you how to animate a character.
Yeah, and they show you how to animate a character. I wouldn't be too shocked if that doesn't stick around in some fashion also.
Mm-hmm.
I would just see what happens. But this does show that a lot of space is being freed up.
Yeah, because looking on the map, that's a really huge building.
That's a huge building, and it's not near what you generally would have thought was the expansion of Pixar.
Right.
You know, you really kind of thought Pixar was going to go from, you know, where you enter that sign and upwards.
Backwards,
You know, and backwards.
Yep.
But now if they're clearing out the Animation Courtyard, and if that comes along with closing One Man's Dream, that's a massive swatch of land. And also, well, I mean, since we're right there,
I'm wondering.
Another show.
Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
I like that show a lot.
It's a great show, but does it need it with a dark ride, a far superior dark ride in Magic Kingdom?
I don't know if it's far superior because
you don't think the dark ride is above the show?
No, because the show has a lot of different elements to it than just watching the scenes in the dark ride, and it has a lot more interactive elements than. Say, just watching the Beauty and the Beast live show.
Okay.
I mean, like, for instance, in the beginning when you have, like, you know, the opening with the boat on the water, there's, like, a sheet of water that's, you know, falling down, and you could feel, like, the mist coming out. And, like, I think that that's, like, a really great experience. And then, you know, they have the lighting to make you look like you're underwater. I don't know. I really feel like they did a great job with that.
Do you think... does it still get busy?
Yeah. I mean, from when we go, I see the lines, you know.
It's a big theater,
but
though,
it's a big theater,
yeah,
so I don't know
how much it's actually filling in.
It's a big theater, and you know what? Sometimes I think Hollywood Studios' lines are skewed because sometimes there's not enough to do,
yeah.
Or the lines to other things are longer.
That's true.
So it pushes lines for something like that where if there was more traffic, there might not be a line.
The first thing I noticed when I looked at this map was, oh my God, this place is tiny.
Which one?
Yes, it is.
The park.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's crazy because I really haven't looked at a map of Hollywood Studios in a long, long time because there's been no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like one park I think I could run around the perimeter of the park and not die. I think that's the only one.
That's the criteria.
That's my criteria.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's not, I don't particularly think that that stage show is something that will be kept. I don't think
I
so.
I agree, yeah.
I'll
I
don't be think that
because again, if they're closing the animation courtyard and they're where are they going
they're
then?
They're not closing the entire thing because they're keeping the Disney Playhouse thing, aren't they?
I would think so because that's a big kids
that's
thing.
A, that gets,
so
that's
right
big
there.
Thing.
So the only thing I could think of is if maybe they're keeping like the animation courtyard, maybe changing the name of it. Maybe they keep Little Mermaid. Maybe they keep the Disney Playhouse stuff, and then
or maybe it's just a second entrance to Pixar Land. Maybe there's like you know it kind of shoehorn horseshoes.
Maybe yeah,
and you know it
because
might be
yeah
like
behind
the
all
entrance.
That.
So, oh,
the back lot.
Wait a minute. You know what? This, everyone's always said a Pixar, the expansion, a lot of rumors have said it's going to be a kids' play area.
Yeah.
Well, what if that entrance is the kids' play area, but the more Cars Land or whatever they decide to do portion of that, that's where the right now the sign is when you walk by.
Right.
You know, Toy Story Mania. And whatnot. Like, what if that's the more adult, not adult aimed, but older age aimed, and the play kids area is just beyond Disney, you know, the playhouse area, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
That might actually, Disney Junior, you know, that whole staged area.
Yeah, it used to be Playhouse, then it's Disney, now it's Disney Junior, yeah.
So maybe that is a way that you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Would be just kind of blowing, because if you, again, you look at the map, there's nothing back there but trees.
Yeah, and then behind, like, Toy Story Mania is where the back lot is.
Yeah.
So, now, I don't know if they're going to that way.
Well, the back lot tour is gone.
I know, I'm saying I don't know if they're going to expand the Pixar Place that
way.
I think Pixar Place
is going to be the entire backyard.
I think that's going to go to basically Lights, Mode, or Action.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, from and there I, to where it is now.
I think it'll finally reincorporate the Mouse Ears Tower.
Yeah.
The water tower. Mm-hmm. Because that's right back there. And that, for a long time, was a big symbol for Hollywood Studios. Yeah. And it's not anymore because you don't really go see it.
Well, you know where it would be great to put it to? If you go right outside the entrance, they kind of like a big open courtyard where a lot of times during the year they put stuff for different, during the holidays they put things.
Wait, we're talking about the entrance to the park?
Like before you even come into the park, you know, right on the outside. You know
oh,
what I'm
yeah,
talking
I know
about?
What you're talking
where they
about.
Have the now showing signs.
Right.
And things like that. There's like a big circular grassy area. They could even put it something like, you know, put it somewhere out front, like before you get into the park.
Mm.
You know?
I don't know. I think that they would use it as a, you know, that visual weenie to get people deeper into the park.
Yeah, I could see that
because
also.
Then you're going to have too many people clumped up in the front of the park and they're not going to go to the back enough. So
outside the park, not actually inside the park.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that. Okay. I don't think that would fly, because then you would have too many people, not even really out, you know, inside the park yet.
Yeah,
like stopping and whatnot. You want to get them in.
No, I know. Yeah, so, I know what you're saying.
So the animation courtyard, Melissa. I know you'd like to see Little Mermaid stick around. I don't really mind one way or the other because. I feel like they have enough room. They could leave that area kind of by itself. But knowing that the Disney Magic Animation is going away and not knowing what's going there makes me put that whole area into question.
Yeah. And even if they decide to leave it, they have to redo the area around there. That area is extremely bland.
There's really nothing.
It's just buildings.
It's just strollers.
Yeah, it's strollers and it's just the buildings. There's nothing on the outsides of the buildings. It's not an attractive area.
It's three buildings cornering off that area with 1,000 strollers.
Yeah, there's the giant, that's the stroller dump. Right
that would also be great if they could make another stroller area that wasn't in the middle of where everyone is trying to walk.
Yeah.
Because that area is tough to get through.
And then you have the strollers.
It's not because it's overly busy. It's because if there's 100 kids there, which isn't a lot, there's 100 strollers and they're all right in front of you.
Yeah.
So that would be really nice to clear up the congestion in that area.
Yeah.
Going further down, you know, Mickey Avenue, we have One Man's Dream. Again, like, I mean, I'm sure it's probably not going to stick around. That's also paid for by D23, so it may not just be the only thing that isn't, you know, we're not keeping it. Maybe D23 said, we're not going to sponsor it anymore. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem right, but
yeah, because they also put, like, their, like, previews of what's upcoming in the other parks and stuff in there, so
yeah,
I have a feeling it would get moved, if
anything. I think it's going to get moved. I think it's just going to get moved. I really think there's a great spot for it down Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really do. And if you look at the on the Sunset Boulevard on your right, going back to that area, mm-hmm. again, there's a fair amount of open building on your on your right hand side. Like if you were to take that down and expand out a little bit,
yeah.
you have enough room to make a really nice little Walt spot there. So hopefully that will stay. I do think that Walt, the man himself, needs to stay in the park, especially because of the theme of this park.
Yeah.
Him,
having the start in Hollywood kind of thing with all his movies.
It would be weird if this was in Animal Kingdom. I would understand. Yeah. But this is very fitting for this park, for there to be something centered on the history of Walt Disney, the man himself. So going down Pixar Place.
I'm going to skip over The Legend of Jack Sparrow.
That's not there anymore.
Oh, that's it closed officially?
Okay. I don't think there's anything going on right there.
Because I'm just on the Disney maps, and it still has the name there, so I didn't know.
Does it really?
That's what it has,
The map I have does not have it there.
Well, I'm on the Disney website. They have, a map thing where you can, it's interactive, and you can, drag it and stuff.
Okay. Well, if it's there, that definitely needs to leave.
Yeah.
That building has been a wasted building for years and years and years and years. Going back to when they did Prince Caspian thing.
Yeah, the Narnia thing.
Oh, it was just god-awful stuff. It needs to be useful.
Yes.
I would love if they could incorporate animation and Pixar. Because I know they don't do the hand-drawn or the Pixar animation in Florida. But if you could maybe incorporate, the history from the hand-drawn with Walt to now the, new computer animated stuff with Pixar, and
you wanted an updated Disney Magic of Disney animation.
Yeah, and then you can kind of incorporate the old and the new, and I don't know. I think that would be really, fascinating. And then you wouldn't necessarily need to have an artist there doing hand drawn stuff. You could maybe have it up on screens and stuff, and be like a museum piece in a way.
Okay, so let me pose this question to you, because you're not going to get two museums in a theater in a park. So would you rather have what you just said or a Walt Disney Museum?
A Walt Disney Museum.
And that's why you're never going to get what you just said.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I don't think that people would go visit two museums, even though I would. That would be something that we would be interested in. Yeah. Again, it's very hard to do this, but you have to look outside of just what you want and what you think would actually stick around.
No.
And I don't think that people would go, majority of, obviously the Disney fans, the ones, the ones who join Disney groups and who listen to podcasts and who do podcasts, obviously will grovel over that stuff. We'll be so happy to see that. But in the big picture, we're not, for Walt Disney World.
Yeah, we're not the.
It's not the aim. It's a tourist location. In Disneyland, that's more taking into consideration, and that's a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not the same for Disney World.
Yeah.
They can't cater to nostalgics in Disney World. You just can't.
No. I think that's the problem. But, you see that on a lot of site stuff, too, because all those people on there, like you said, we're people who are obsessed with Disney.
Yeah.
As
we are.
Well, we all are, but that's not the majority of the visitors to the park. We make up a very small percentage of who actually goes to visit.
Yeah. Where in Disneyland, it's not the majority, but there's more of a personal ownership because it's a locals park.
Yeah.
This, unfortunately, Disney World is not a locals park. It's a tourist park. It is the tourist attraction on Earth. That's a crazy thing to realize, but it is.
It is.
Our favorite place to visit is the busiest place on Earth. It's just nuts thinking of it that way. So Pixar Place, I don't know if you guys have a number on it, but number 29, Hey Howdy Hey Takeaway. You guys see that? The blue building on the right side of Pixar Place.
Yeah.
The big building. They literally just have that as a quick servey place and that tiny little shop. I don't know what they're doing with the rest of that building anymore. Because isn't that the theater building on the other side? No, it's a sci-fi building. It's the sci-fi dine-in theater.
The sci-fi dine-in is on the other side.
And the commissary.
So I'm not sure how much that makes up of the entire structure.
Yeah, but the part of that is where they have the meet and greet Buzz and Woody.
That's right. Yeah. That's where they also have the meet and greet as well. The entering area is fine. But what you need is something when you look down Pixar Place to bring you further into Pixar Place.
Yes, there's nothing to draw you further down.
There's nothing to draw you further down, because then you get to the largest waste of space, I will say, in any Disney park.
The giant Coke bottle?
No. Lights, Motors, Action.
Yeah.
That is but even the before, most atrocious waste of space.
But even before we get there, like, once you leave Toy Story Mania, you have that long stretch where all you have is what was the entrance for the backlot tour.
Yep.
And the Honey, I Shrunk the kids' playground area. Yeah.
Make that an Ant-Man playset or something.
Yeah, make it Ant-Man. Or if they want to keep it Pixar themed, Bug's Life.
Yeah, you actually, yeah, just freshen it up.
Basically,
and
just freshen it up.
Yeah, paint the ants purple. And
there's
just
so many buildings. There's just so much stuff in that park. You walk by and there's nothing. You're just walking by buildings.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even the Streets of America, that part, you know, because once you leave there, it's to your left. It's nice for the Osborne lights, but that's it. Everything else is just empty. No, I know, but I'm saying, so it's like...
I think they said it's still going to be here this year, but they didn't say anything about next year.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to be there next year.
Well, at least I'll get to see the last year.
And I mean, look, if anyone had a what's the word I'm looking for?
Affinity?
No. Like an emotional tie to some of those random buildings in Hollywood Studios, it would be me and Melissa because we got married in one of those buildings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, like, yeah. That's, well, at least we know what the reception.
At least we know there's a purpose for those buildings.
Yeah, there is. It's a massive prop room. That's what it is. Yeah.
It's a warehouse. That'll never go away.
Yeah, it's a warehouse that they don't have to use for only that. Because it's a warehouse filled with stuff they don't use anymore. Yeah.
Well, no, not always.
Unless it's a special thing, then they put other stuff in there.
Yeah.
Because
that was the two times we could not see that room was because it was Star Wars weekend and then it was the Christmas stuff.
Yes, but that is not what that building should be used for. You know, the second half of Pixar Place, when you're hoping for an attraction in a theme park, and it's three or four buildings in a row that are just storage. I mean, you wouldn't get that in Magic Kingdom.
No.
Like, oh, what are all these buildings for? You can't go into any of them. They're all for storage for costumes.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have the utilidors underneath. It's a little different. Again, there's so much room in this park. There's so much room available to Disney.
Well, in Hollywood Studios, too, when we going to the reception, you drove through the back of Hollywood Studios. There's a lot of
There's
so much room.
A ton of room back there. So that whole back lot area, that's going to all be taken out. And the Lights, Motors, Action. If I could pull the switch on the dynamite myself, I would. I cannot wait for that thing to go away.
Has it been announced or is it just rumors?
That's going away. It doesn't matter if it isn't official yet. You know that's going away.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying. I just didn't know.
No,
if
I think,
official.
Again, we got to wait till August.
True.
For the official announcements. Yeah. The chairman of Disney Parks has the main stage on Saturday afternoon. He's not up there to announce a couple of restaurants or something like that. He's up there to announce Star Wars Land and whatever else is happening in Hollywood Studios, because there's going to be so much going on.
If they're live streaming that, we have to watch that.
I don't know if they do, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone covering it,
I'm sure there'll be a live whatever. You know,
maybe they'll be live tweeting or something.
Yeah.
But they absolutely should live stream it. Actually, it would be a very, very good idea. The same way that E3 this year, you could watch it as it happened, and it made it so much more interesting.
So much more.
So, all right. So we're in agreement. So that entire area, Lights, Motors, Action, the high octane refreshments, the studio catering.
Yeah, all that should get...
All of it's going to be gone.
Just throw Pixar covering over everything, retheme it all.
Yeah, it's just going to be gone.
I wonder if how many kids who like climb on the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playset actually know what that is.
I don't know. Because how many kids actually climb it?
Well, I did it when I was younger, but I remember the movie and I watched the movie. So when you're climbing over the big Oreo, you knew where that was referencing. Now, I don't know.
Does it matter if they know, though? I mean, really, for them,
I know,
for kids.
It's just, you know.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm 100% with you. It should be changed.
It can be.
They have way too much. They had way too much Honey, I Shrunk the Kids
stuff.
Yeah, two really, parks worth of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids stuff? Yeah, that's no need.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at Mermaid, and I'm like, Little Mermaid with a stage show and a dark ride is a little much. The fact that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids had the same amount of coverage is borderline insane.
It is.
It's borderline insane. So, going over to Streets of America.
There's nothing
we're,
there.
Well,
they there just is, put that there used is guys merchandise.
Well,
which
no,
had...
there is something very big there.
Okay.
Muppet Vision.
Yes.
That's past it on my thing.
Oh yeah, it has it in the same has it on Streets of America. On
it's like
map.
Right.
Yeah,
it's right next to Streets of America.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't
that
care
needs
about
an
this
update.
No.
That needs an update.
That whole area is gone. So and it's so not confusing, but it doesn't flow.
No,
at
it's
all.
Really weird. It is really weird.
It's I don't even know how to describe it. It is like little. All sorts of little,
like little alleyways
and
stuff. Yeah,
it's just the weirdest. It does not flow at all.
Because that's over,
it
like Mama Melrose is over there. But if you like walk a certain way, you would never see the restaurant
at
all.
I'm sure that like your normal everyday visitor has no idea Mama Melrose exists.
No, you could get lost back there. That's like you like literally get lost and not find your way out.
They have the snowmen that are still there.
I remember the first time I went for Mama Melrose, I missed my reservation because I could not find Mama Melrose. A long time ago this was. I couldn't find the place.
Yeah. I went there on the Keys to the Kingdom tour when it was the 8-hour multi-park tour. I think they changed the names on some of them. And we ate there and it was a completely forgettable experience.
Yeah.
I've eaten there once. It was your typical Italian.
Yeah,
it was
Italian food
no big
not
deal.
From New York is exactly what it was.
The other thing that they could destroy over there is the Pizza Planet.
God. Pizza Planet is the worst food in Disney.
And that's saying something, because Disney has amazing food, even for its like regular like burger crap. It's not nearly as bad as Pizza Planet.
Helios is better than Pizza Planet.
I think it is Pizza Planet. It's
I'll
frozen
never step
something.
Foot in there.
It's a cool idea.
We waited so long online.
Yeah, but
and I
like
was so hungry.
No payoff.
I had never been so hungry and then so disappointed.
Because you would think that would be like the perfect thing. Like Pizza Planet is an arcade and you can get pizza
also,
and it's from the Toy Story, so it's like great.
They got pizza so right in Epcot.
Yeah.
They got it so wrong over here though.
I don't understand.
So terribly wrong. And you know what's funny? I know that someone is listening to this and they just hate the hell out of us right now. We are pretty much saying if you destroyed half this park, I would not blink.
No, unfortunately.
I would say, okay, great. Show me something new.
Yeah.
Because this park doesn't work.
No.
It kind of worked when it first opened because at least it was a working studio. But it was never a working studio for anything good. Let's not get crazy.
No,
I remember the Mortal Kombat TV show being there was a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even remember that.
I love the Backlot Tour. You know, I'm a massive movie person. I love all that kind of stuff. I used to love the Backlot Tour. But you know what? No one else cared.
Yeah, no one else cared
about
the Golden Rule.
Unfortunately, at a certain point, if no one else cares, it doesn't matter how much I care. Mm-hmm. I have to accept, like, all right, I'm really the only one digging this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to go away. But when it closed eventually, I was like, all right, good. No, I'm ready for something new.
Mm-hmm.
This park looks almost the same as it did when it opened.
Yeah, particularly this area.
Yeah, well, the back area, obviously, when did we get the Lights Motors Action?
It was
the
when they
exchange
were doing
program,
the crossover
like
stuff.
Yeah,
so when Soarin came.
Oh
but
God.
Like you look at Soarin, which is amazing, and then you look at Lights Motors Action, and it's like,
damn the French.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Isn't
like,
that where we got that from?
Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Do they do something different there? Like, did they set everyone on fire?
I hope so.
They're like car chases, I guess.
Oh, after the first time.
Also,
it's like,
always not like, 100 degrees and 100% humidity in France. They have better weather.
That's true. Yeah, sitting in that stadium is not comfortable.
Yeah,
it's
and
not
unfortunately, Florida just keeps getting hotter and hotter, so less time during the year is it ever a comfortable spot.
So, I mean, really, we could talk about, I'd love to see blah, blah, blah. This is going to be Star Wars.
Yeah, because Star Tours is right there.
I mean, because the next thing on the map is Star Tours. And this is all going to be Star Wars area, obviously.
Yeah.
I would say, this will also really, really get people excited because that's the highway right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the road. So if you have a landmark of a specific huge spherical shape, that might be like one of the new big things that you're going to see is a Death Star.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You know, but I would love if they could hide it in a sense that you couldn't see it from the front of the park.
Yeah.
And it's like you have to make that little extra turn and then you get that reveal.
Which I think you can because the way that but the way that the front of the park is situated to this area, it is at quite an angle that I think if you put it, in a location like you were saying, I think you could definitely hide that until you're past theater.
See, yeah. I wonder. I don't know.
Well, it depends how big they're gonna make
it. Could you hide Spaceship Earth?
That's the thing. Do you think they would make it that big, though?
Is it an attraction?
That's the
big question.
Yeah.
Is the Death Star an attraction that has a Star Wars flight simulator action sequence 3D blah, blah, blah thing within it? Or is it going to just be... Now, see, there is something to be said that it shouldn't be that large. Because if you're telling the story that you're on Endor, which is what the outside of Star Tours looks like, the Death Star would appear as a moon in the sky. So maybe they don't go crazy banana cuckoos on how large they want to make that thing. But then how do you make that look good? Like, that's really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I remember there was a little bit of a visual shock when we went into New Fantasyland, and we were like, oh, that's Bell's Castle?
Yeah, because it's up on the mountain, and it's really
tiny. We expected, just through the words, a new castle.
Yeah.
And it's not. No. It's absolutely not. It's a forced perspective of a new castle, but it's not a new castle.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
So do they do something like that, a forced perspective where the Death Star is built into the imagery around? Because, look, it's a Star Wars thing. You have to have the Death Star somewhere.
Of course.
Even though Iger has said that the attractions are going to be based on the new films, spoiler alert, everyone from the old films are in the new films. Anyone who is worried, like, oh, but I really want, Han and Luke. It doesn't, it can be. It will be.
Yeah,
it can be based on the new films, and it's going to have your favorite classic characters because they're all back.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a good argument to be said that Darth Maul will probably be back in some sense or another. Actually, today they did announce a Han Solo prequel film.
Did they really?
Officially, yeah.
Yeah, officially. Disney announced it.
Oh, wow.
Or 23rd, 2018.
2018.
Oh, man.
And it's going to be directed by the guys who did the Lego movie.
Who's going to get that role?
I have no idea. Oh, man. That's going to be
one of the toughest shoes to fill.
That will be one of the biggest roles.
Wow.
My first instinct.
Is it Young Han? Did they say?
It's a prequel.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, it's Young Han.
I just thought they
said
like a solo film, so I didn't know
Jabba
if it was.
Or something like that.
I would imagine so. Or how he first got the Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon, yeah.
That'll probably be in there as well, which cheated at cards.
Yeah.
I know it's easy to say Pratt.
I knew that's what I... That's the first thing
that
pops.
That's the easiest thing, because if they can't get the Indiana Jones thing off the ground... And Chris Pratt has said repeatedly, no one's ever spoke to me about that. I don't know, though.
He did call the Jurassic Park 4 thing, though.
That doesn't...
I know.
So that means that he's not going to be an Indy, because he said he wasn't going to be.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to go off?
Forget it. I'm not saying anything anymore.
But he's the guy right now that...
Do you?
Fits that role, though.
Do you want him in that role?
I don't know.
Do you?
Honestly, he's too big, I think. I don't think you need a lesser-known actor in the role.
Also, like, if I'm going
for him... Oh, even physically big.
No. I think you need
think he is too physically large.
Well,
now
he
to play
is,
that
too,
role.
But I think he can. He could probably get himself not so big.
He's going to be going back and forth then, because he's going to be real
problem.
Busy with Marvel stuff, and he's going to look like Star-Lord in Marvel.
Yeah, no,
and
so that is the issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... His body is fine, but I don't think his face fits Harrison Ford. To me, that's not a convincing link. Like, it's a young Han. Harrison Ford always had, like, a kind of gruffer look, a rugged look. Even
so
when he
you
was
think
younger.
He can do Indy?
Pratt?
Yeah.
No. I don't.
Even with Jurassic World? See, I felt as much as his character was boring because he never went anywhere, he was just the same guy in the beginning as he is at the end.
It depends what they're going to do with
him. He was a little more like, oh, okay, you seem like in this one you could punch somebody and it would hurt.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying like looks-wise, just looks. Chris has a very babyish face.
He is very babyish.
Yeah,
face.
So
yeah.
I,
that's true. Okay.
I can't put him in that type of role, whether it's anything with Harrison Ford, so Indy or Han. I don't see Chris Pratt's face there. I would like to see maybe not someone super young, still maybe like late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, I think that's what they would do.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, I think Indiana Jones should be the James Bond of America.
Well, yeah.
That's always been my feeling on it. I think we should constantly have new Indiana Joneses on new adventures.
That would be awesome.
Through the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. I think that it should be something that never, ever goes away. I don't understand why that's never happened. I think it's because, obviously, I think the audience would be very hesitant. But the audience was very hesitant when Roger Moore, I mean, when Connery left Bond.
Yeah.
You know, everyone had a conniption.
You just got to get the good.
But ultimately, casting. It continued and it went on and it had some terrible times and had some great times. But I do think that Indiana Jones should be the new James Bond, the James Bond of America. Yeah. So we'll see. Disney is obviously not sitting on their properties anymore. Yeah. You know, Muppets is going to be on TV. They've already had two films. You've got to assume this show is going to lead into another film.
Yeah.
It makes the most sense, which is why Muppets 3D is going to go away because it's been there since they opened, I want to say. That show's no good anymore.
No. I do think they'll keep Muppets, but I think they need to redo the show.
Yeah, they're going to do something different.
I think there's going to be a new Muppet thing.
Yeah, do a new building.
Maybe not happening in Hollywood, though. You want to know where I think they would really work well? The Imagination Pavilion in Epcot.
That would be nice.
How phenomenal would a Muppets-themed attraction in the Imagination Pavilion, working with that theme, be to take Figment out of his misery? Mm. Or give Figment something to do with the Muppets. I mean, imagine it's like the Muppets and Figment. Kids would lose their mind, and so would fans.
Yeah.
Look, if they could shoehorn that awful The Spirit of 3D character into the Muppets 3D film, they can surely find a great way to bring a Henson-type Muppet of Figment into a Figment show and make it about imagination in Epcot. Yes.
Yeah. Or awesome. The alternative, if you want to redo Figment.
Captain EO.
No, if you want to redo Figment.
Captain EO with Figment.
You put Inside Out there because imagination.
I mean, yeah, he's literally in the film.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, a picture of him anyway.
I think if you wanted to redo that land, I think that's a great thing to do there.
You know, I would love to see Inside Out if they opened up the Wonders of Life Pavilion again. If they re-emerged that pavilion, that's where I think an Inside Out would really work well. But yeah, you could also do something like that.
Yeah. The only other thing I could think of doing is taking the theater where Captain EO is, and if they really want to just be lazy, and putting a new Muppet movie in there, because it's this 3D theater. It's the same type of thing that they had already.
That's true.
Maybe update the movie.
Yeah,
at least.
A new Muppet film with updated technology, a 4D experience
would be great.
New
characters
in
there.
Yeah,
put
that's
Walter
the thing. Yeah,
there.
They've added new characters. Kids are re-familiarized with them.
Yeah, I'm sure they can get the people that were in the... Some of the people that were in the movies.
Siegel would make an appearance.
Siegel,
and
Tina Fey, I'm sure, would do something.
Oh, my God.
If Ricky Gervais did, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I forget his name because I don't watch the show, but he was always doing the cop bit with Sam the Eagle.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Modern Family.
From Modern Family. You know who
Ty Burrell.
Ty Burrell, yeah. I'd love to see him make it because I thought that was the best part.
Yeah, that was great.
Behind Gervais and, well, Tina Fey was really funny also. No, actually, no. My favorite part was Ty Burrell and Sam the Eagle.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have watched the Buddy Cop film with the two of them.
That would be awesome.
And I would have been like, no, I'm fine. We don't have to see any of the other Muppets. I can just watch these two.
Yeah.
So don't fret, Muppet fans. You're going to get your fun over there anyway. So, all right. So we've knocked down...
The park.
Echo Lake, bye.
Well, you have the Indiana Jones thing over there, which you were speaking of him before.
We got to get a new Indy ride.
Do you want a new Indy
ride? I want a new Indy ride.
Okay. I didn't know what you wanted to do. Did you want to update the stunt show itself, or
I want a new Indiana Jones ride. I do not want just the one from Disneyland.
You know what?
Because if I want to close my eyes and put on a set of headphones, I could ride that in India. Yeah. Which, actually, we should do that. I should just find the audio for Indiana Jones.
Write it on dinosaur.
Close your eyes, put your headphones on, and just see how it is.
Yeah,
because I've never been there, so it'd be my one way of trying it out for the cheap.
You know, it would be a cool type of ride that, not the same one. I mean, because it's an older ride now too, but something along the lines of what the Mummy ride was with Indiana Jones in Universal.
Oh, yeah,
something like that.
Which really, the Mummy, if you just change a couple
of things.
Oh,
of course, it's
Indiana
Jones.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's an older ride, so.
But that's a great ride.
But that's a great ride. No,
it's
it is.
A great ride.
Like something like that with Indy.
Yeah,
really,
I think that would be
fantastic.
Really
fun. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
And that's a big area back there with the stunt show. I don't think you'd have to do anything besides, let's build a little building.
There's so much room to make this place awesome. Like, when this park is done in, say, 3 years, this could become my second favorite park behind Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom is never going to get topped.
Just because
it's Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Now, let me just ask you something. What do you think?
I will not answer any more questions. I'm done.
Being that I know Disney has a very strong history of taking a long time to complete things.
I don't think this is going to be one of those cases.
Because they're doing so much.
Because they're doing
so much.
They can't
afford to take that long.
I don't think they have. I don't think they will. And also, everyone who's a Disney fan, all these stuff that you're going to see improved. And look, I'm sorry. If you don't think that these things are improvements and these parks should stay as they are, you're in the minority. And you just have to accept that no one else enjoys these things. I as a Disney fan, could still enjoy these things. But even I can't. I cannot stomach a full day in Hollywood Studios.
There's just not much to do.
I will not be able to do it. I can't figure out what to do with my time. Because I cannot sit through half these things anymore.
No.
They're so old. They're so torn, you know, torn down. I just don't care anymore. I mean, I can't sit through the Indiana Jones. No, actually, I did last time. We went and we actually went through Indy.
Yeah.
But after like 20 minutes, I was like, all right, you know, whatever.
The only thing that saved us was that woman had like a heat stroke and kind of like broke up the show.
That
was
the most exciting thing that happened.
Interesting now.
But it's, I mean, it's a great stunt show, but it's got to go away.
What about if they put
it? I think that it's got to take 3 years.
Yeah.
And I think that it has to just because it has to.
Yeah.
But everyone, this is all happening for one reason. This isn't happening because Disney's having trouble with attendance.
No.
Their attendance just keeps going up. They're not having any problems selling hotel rooms. They're not having any problem, blah, blah, blah. They're doing this because there's finally competition.
Yeah.
So the inclusion of all this stuff is mainly due to the fact that Universal Studios is good now. I mean, I thought it was... I thought Islands of Adventure was always good. I thought Hollywood Studios was very iffy.
It was
you mean
like getting
Universal Studios?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Universal Studios. Yeah. I always thought that was very iffy at best.
Yes.
Because it's very
hit
or miss.
Modest, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, Earthquake and Twister and Shrek. Yeah. I don't care about any of these things.
No.
Now with Harry Potter, obviously there's competition now. They have that brand new Simpsons area, which is gorgeous.
Which is really nice.
They just inked a deal with Nintendo to create a theme park presence, which might directly lead to Disney getting back the Marvel theme park rights. That's another technicality thing that I want a lot of people to understand. Universal does not own Spider-Man. They do not own the Avengers. They own the theme park rights to those characters. That's it. So it's not like they have to buy back the characters. They have that. It's just certain rights because Marvel was going to go bankrupt. And they had a fire sale of their characters in, as far as TV rights, film rights, and theme park rights, which I didn't even know would be a thing you could sell separately, happened to keep themselves afloat. This is also the reason why eventually they wound up, you know, teaming up with Disney, because they made the Iron Man film, but they would have never been able to sustain financially to make the rest of the films they've made since. So all of the Avengers films, the Iron Man films, Captain America, Thor, those only happened because they teamed up with Disney. And they didn't want to hand their material over to Fox or to Sony because they had seen over the last decade plus how well that works out. Not very well at all. You know, X-Men has been good. It's been good for 2.5 films out of 3 X-Men films originally, a Wolverine film. Two Wolverine films. And now 2 more X-Men films more recently that were good. But there was a big pocket in the middle there where they were terrible.
Yeah.
Fox has made a history of making awful Marvel films, from Elektra to Daredevil. I think their Ghost Rider as well.
Yeah, Ghost Rider was bad.
These are all terrible movies. Fantastic Four, awful, awful, awful movie. And Sony, with Spider-Man, was doing the bare minimum. Because that's what you get with the numbers that they were doing with Spider-Man, the bare minimum. The first 2 films by Raimi were okay. They were good. The second one, I think, was the best. The first one doesn't age very well at all. It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Some really cheesy stuff going on.
I saw it not that long ago.
But the second one is great. The Doc Ock thing, that's the best Spider-Man film. The Amazing Spider-Man films were atrocious. I couldn't even sit through them.
No. You didn't need another origin story.
Oh, my God. Let's not even talk about that. We get it. Uncle Ben dies. If you don't know that yet, start reading comic. Or tell your kid. Oh my God. Anyways. So they didn't want to go through that again. They wanted to make their own because obviously they made Iron Man with their people running it. And it was very successful. So that's why they teamed up with Disney. Because Disney said, all right, well, you can make your films. Just don't screw up. It's basically the same deal with Pixar. Disney themselves doesn't really interfere. Pixar runs itself. Marvel runs itself as far as, you know, stories and whatnot. Kevin Feige runs that whole thing. So it's a good thing. But I think that this is all happening because Universal is now going to be a player.
Yep.
And they need to step up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. In particular, one of their parks is floundering. Hollywood Studios, for anyone who's been there once or twice, you're not as excited to go there after that. I can't imagine you would be.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's the perfect park if you want to attract...
Don't lie.
No, wait. If you want to attract like that preteen to young 25, 30-year-olds who maybe Magic Kingdom's kind of outdated at that age and they're not too into Epcot
yet.
Yeah, it's like that borderline thing. And Animal Kingdom's nice, but again, it's like half-day park right now.
Yeah.
So, like, Hollywood, if you're putting, like, stuff into movies and all these movie franchises that they have that are so great, like, this is the perfect park to get that chunk, that
and
age
Pixar
chunk in there.
Ageless.
And yeah, Pixar's ageless,
so you got the stuff
even
for, like,
Marvel's ageless.
And Star Wars... Yeah, but you can say it's a little more for the boys.
Yeah.
A little more.
A little bit.
That gap has
Hopefully
closed significantly.
Hopefully the girl stuff will start coming in with,
well,
like,
that's the thing. That's Magic Kingdom.
I meant, because they have Guardians.
Oh, with A-Force and
like,
whatnot.
So now you get a little bit more of the girl superhero stuff.
Yeah, no, I think
Ms. Marvel gap
has closed up
Captain
quite
Marvel?
A bit, you know, of the disparity of guy fans and girl fans. But still...
No, there is still a
It's
distinction.
Something that Disney can attract... teenage boys and fathers who maybe don't want to go to Disney because it's all princesses and castles, and they now are going to want to come to Disney.
Yeah.
You know, when you see a Star Wars and a Marvel and Pandora, which Pandora is going to, it's not going to matter if you don't like the movie. It's going to matter if you like the experience of going to the park.
Yeah.
I don't think Cars is a good movie. Cars is Doc Hollywood with cool animation. It's literally the same movie. Go look it up. Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox. Just read the synopsis. It's the same film. And guess what? Neither one of them are very good. Oh. I don't really like... No, I mean, I like Cars to an extent, but like Owen Wilson is Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to voice a character.
No.
But he's funny and I love him because he's Owen Wilson.
But that's who he is.
But it doesn't feel like...
So Lightning McQueen, it's not the same.
Yeah, you know? Anyways, that movie just never really struck me, but I own it. But, you know, it never really connected with me very much. But Cars Land is incredible.
Yeah, and everyone who's gone there is...
I don't care if I'm not a huge fan of Cars. Cars Land is incredible.
Yeah.
Same thing with Pandora. I don't care if Avatar is boring once I watch it at home, which it was. I loved it in the theater, and then I watched it at home, and I fell asleep. That's what Pandora is going to be. Pandora is going to be the park that... It doesn't matter if you don't like the movie. You're going there to check out the land.
Yeah, the experience, the... plants and all that stuff that they're going to do, all the cool technology that they're going to have.
Now,
hopefully they bring
open?
That. Well,
they haven't said.
They haven't announced, no.
No, they haven't said hard date for that, which always is weird. I mean, Disney doesn't do that. They don't usually give you like a this is when it's opening until 6 months before it's opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
plan your vacations accordingly.
I wish they would make target dates because maybe that would let everything actually happen on time. But you know what? If it's going to take an extra 6 months to get the place to work correctly as opposed to opening it in a rush, fine. But it make it count.
Well, I'm wondering now, with all the stuff that they've been closing in Hollywood, if now they're going to start staggering the opening of new things, like staggering the construction. You know, they've done the whole backlot tours done. They closed the animation thing. The American Idol thing's been done, but there hasn't been any new construction. So I'm wondering, like, how much they're going to, you know, stagger it. So this way they're opening new things while stuff under construction, kind of like how they did in New Fantasyland. You know, they opened half of it, but then you still had the Seven Dwarfs thing to yet, you know, be open. But
well, yeah, we won't know really.
Like, you can't keep closing all this stuff if you're not opening anything. Then three quarters
of
the park.
You have to close it in order
to build
stuff.
No, I know
you
have to close it, but I'm saying, like, when is the construction going to start? Because you got to start opening stuff then, because then
August.
Three quarters of the park's going to be closed.
August.
Well, that's when they'll announce it.
I mean, demolition might start before that, but August.
Yeah.
I really think it's almost going to be a thing of this is happening, and then Monday morning, you're going to see parks, you know, trucks rolling into the parks.
Okay.
I do think it will be that quick of a turnaround because they are kind of fighting the clock right now. They're not struggling to survive, not by any means, but they have to. They have to start because Universal is opening an attraction a year.
Yeah.
So you
good
better,
attractions a year
and a good yeah, yeah that's not a not very
not,
good
not
point.
Just attractions. They're like
yeah,
great attractions. Quite,
although I did and hear areas. The, I did hear the Fast and Furious experience that they added on.
Oh, I didn't
in Hollywood. This is in Hollywood.
Oh, in Hollywood. Okay.
I heard it's pretty terrible.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear about that one.
But anyways, yeah, for the most part, they're opening an attraction a year. Disney has to start upping their game and getting into the modern age a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to open stuff to bring people in.
Just because a park is based on old Hollywood doesn't have to look old. So, all right. Man, we didn't even cover all the whole park. We still got more we could go through.
What did we miss?
Echo Lake.
There's nothing there. Digaba.
There you go.
Yeah, that's going away.
Yeah, dig rid of the dinosaur. Throw something else in
they
there.
They can't make it a swamp.
That'd be awesome.
That would be so weird.
Yeah.
Like, what's the front thing in your park after you enter? Swamp.
Swamp.
I think they'll fill it in. That'll be Mos Eisley.
Yeah.
That'll be Mos Eisley, and then you go through that, and you enter the Endor. Oh, you know what, though? See, maybe then Endor, because then the store is Tatooine.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe Mos Eisley is over there.
Mm-hmm.
The American
sure.
Isle experience
maybe
is right
Mos
behind
Eisley's over where
Echo Lake.
The Muppets Theater is.
Yeah.
So if you're doing something with Echo Lake, you still have that huge building you could do something with.
See, this is the only issue with that whole area.
So much.
That's where the rest of their restaurants are, though. Sci-Fi Diner and Hollywood and Vine are over there.
Yeah, and the 50s Primetime.
And the 50s Primetime. Yeah. They're all right there.
So maybe you just retheme that to something a little bit, you know, going back to old Hollywood, old sci-fi stuff, and then after you pass the Indiana Jones thing, then you get into, when you turn that corner, then you get into Star Wars. Because then you go into, you know, Star Wars and all the back there. If you took Star Wars up to the streets of America, and then you did Pixar Place from the lights, motors, action, and back lot, there's still plenty there for both those things to get, you know, their due.
I'm trying to wonder if you could if you could slightly adjust the theming on Sci-Fi Diner to have it fit in a Toy Story or a Cars or something kind of look, but still be the Sci-Fi Diner.
You can do Cars for sure.
Cars seems like it would be the odd, but then you have to change all the cars in there. And then that would kind of lose the, I think
yeah.
it would lose the point of
yeah.
it being that. But it is. It's in a tough spot. It might just be something that's slightly out of place.
Yeah.
But they redo some of the
well,
greenery
that's how
over
they
there
do
to hide it.
Like they do when we do for the sci-fi, for the Star Wars breakfast. You know, now you make it like that kind of experience. You're going in and seeing old Star Wars clips, or you're going in and seeing that kind of stuff.
I
don't know how well that fits all the
yeah,
year round.
I don't
around,
know how
but...
well that fits all the time. It
yeah.
feels nice as a specialty.
Does.
That's why it was, you know, it'd be like in Disneyland if it was always, you know, the Nightmare Before Christmas at the Haunted Mansion.
That's
yeah.
true.
You know, it might lose that specialty to it a little bit. So that would be very, very interesting. But look, big changes in place, big changes. Well, not really. We don't know what's in place exactly yet. Big changes in store. I, for one, am really, really looking forward to it. I hope that everyone who is iffy towards it takes a second and understands that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. When Disney does stuff, they generally do a very good job of it.
Yeah.
So don't fret. The things that you think are irreplaceable, usually not. I remember I was so bummed out when Snow White closed.
Because
I felt like that was one of the original things, you know, and this and that. It's gone now. I don't know. I don't think about it.
I like the Dwarves Ride.
Well, I love the Dwarves Ride, and I understand why it had to go, because it was kind of shown. And I never had to wait going on that ride.
No.
And that's ultimately what the thing is. You might get a line once every couple of weeks or whatever when it's the busiest or other stuff is closed. But I can tell going through the parks, like, oh, this isn't doing well.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, somebody put up a photo today I saw of Journey to Imagination. There was no one in the building.
Oh, there's never anybody in there.
I mean, it can't stand. Muppets and Figment. I want it.
Yeah. And just because things go away doesn't take away your memory of it. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You know what I mean?
I read something like that, too, and I was like, I don't understand how that works.
But, you know, yeah.
One of my first memories in Epcot is one of the only things I really remember about Epcot was EO and getting my picture taken with the Dreamfinder and Figment. And Figment. Guess what? I still have that memory.
Yeah, it didn't
go anywhere.
It's
still a good memory. It's still fun. It didn't ruin anything and hasn't ruined the parks for me. It's just a nice memory that I have. That's it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
That's the next park we have to deconstruct.
Epcot. That's due also. That's going to be getting a big, big old touch up soon. So, all right, guys, let's call it a night, though. We will be talking about, I could literally have this conversation for like another 4 hours, probably. Yeah. But we're going to call it a night. What do you guys think? What do you want to see come into Hollywood Studios? Don't worry about what's going to leave anymore, because things are going to leave whether we like it or not. Let's talk about the fun stuff that could be coming in. And what would you look forward to the most? And email us over at lastgenpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at lastgenpodcast. And we'll, you know, read it on air next week. We'll do a whole little follow-up to this.
I'd love to do listener mail, yeah.
What's up?
Like a listener mail segment. That
would
be fun.
Yeah, that would be really, really fun. So what you are listening to right now is Buzzwing by Pogo. You can find more of his music over at youtube.com/Pogo, soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix, and pogomix.net, where you can also buy his new record, Kindred Shadow. We are lastgenpodcast.com. This has been the Disney Magic Hour. You can find us on Twitter at lastgenpodcast. You can find us on Facebook at the same thing. And you can find our Facebook group if you search for Disney Magic Hour Podcast. Right, Brian?
Yes.
And head on over to iTunes and please click subscribe and give us a 5-star review. That would be very appreciated. Brian, say goodnight, Brian.
Goodnight, Brian.
Say goodnight, Melissa.
Goodnight, Melissa.
Goodnight, Pete. Say goodnight, Pogo.